Your industry is unique. It faces its own challenges and risks that set it apart. That means choosing just any insurance company just won't cut it. At The Hartford, we take pride in knowing the ins and outs of your industry and help provide solutions that suit how you do business. From liability and property insurance to workers' comp and more. At The Hartford, we don't just talk about specialization, we live it. Learn how The Hartford can help your business at thehartford.com.
You know success when you see it, or you think you do, the people in the spotlight. But what about those small business masterminds who succeed at making their money work harder? They do that by having a business bank account with QuickBooks Money, which now earns 5% annual percentage yield. Making your money work as hard as you do? That's how you business differently. Learn more about QuickBooks Money at quickbooks.com/5APY. Banking services provided by Green Dot Bank, member FDIC. Only funds and envelopes earn APY. APY can change at any time.
It is the most wonderful time of the year because the holidays are here and we get some time off. Have money, we'll travel. Have time, we'll travel. But Katie, are there any travel deals to be had?
It's a great question. Luckily, my husband has been booking everything, so I couldn't tell you, but...
But he'll know the answer to that.
Yeah, we'll get him on here tomorrow.
Okay, well, in the meantime, let us check in with Steve Hafner. He is CEO of Kayak, to tell us what he sees out there. Steve, give us a read of what you're seeing. Are there a lot of people looking, searching for last-minute deals?
Absolutely. Consumer travel interest in getting out and away is stronger than ever. So at Kayak, domestic queries are up 25% versus last year. International queries are up even more, 74%. People, despite the headlines, the macro trends, seem very eager to get out and away. And that's reflected in prices, by the way. The average domestic airfare is $500 right now. And if you want to leave our borders, the average international airfare is almost $1,000.
Well, we live in the macro, and all we talk about is inflation, is a recession coming? And like you said, you're not really seeing that reflected. And I want to talk about the psychology of that. Is that revenge traveling? Is that just extreme pent-up demand?
Yeah, I mean, we're not seeing it yet. But you have to remember, with the travel business, we had 2 years of basically no travel, and that was all collapsed into 6 months of travel in 2022. And, you know, I think most of the revenge travel is done by now. People are just remembering how great travel is, and they're looking forward toward the next trip. So I think that's what's going on. I suspect prices will stabilize a little bit going into 2023. At least I hope they do. But we don't see any slowdown in consumer interest in travel.
I want to pick up on something you mentioned, which is international flight searches are up 64% year on year. How much of that do you think is due to the strong dollar and people realizing that if they go somewhere else, they can take advantage of their dollar? Because at home, and I mean, obviously, this is a case globally, inflation is such a scourge and it's really limiting what we can spend out there. But if you go to Europe, then, you know, there's a discount. If you go to Japan, there's a discount. And if you're going to spend the time and the money to take a break and go somewhere, better to go somewhere where your dollar gets you further.
It definitely goes a lot further abroad than it usually does, especially in Europe. But the problem is you still got to get there first. And, you know, international airfares, like I mentioned, are almost $1,000 round trip in economy to get there. So it's still very expensive. I will say that the highest trending destinations aren't in Europe. They're actually in Asia Pacific, because you've got a bunch of countries there that have been closed for the last 2 to 3 years. So I'm talking about Vietnam is the top on our list, up 700%, Australia, Thailand, even Japan.
So I know that during the pandemic and right afterwards, there are a lot of flights that were cut. And so the supply of these flights were limited. Have we seen supply come back up to meet that increased demand?
It's coming back, but it's still below where it was in 2019. So if you look at TSA passenger counts now, we're almost back to 2019 levels, which is pretty impressive because the airlines themselves have about 8% fewer seats to fly. So, you know, if you've been flying, you'll notice the planes are full. And that's also what's being reflected in airfares.
And I know we're talking about holiday travel and the fun type of travel, but let's talk about business travel for a little bit. Are we seeing any sort of rebound there?
Business travel is definitely back, not in terms of total passenger count, but in terms of revenue because of these average fares. What's different about it, though, versus pre-pandemic is the day trip the whole notion of flying somewhere to see a client and being home in your own bed at night is essentially gone. So it's just way too convenient for that. Plus, a lot of companies allow their employees to tack on a day or two on either side. So what we're seeing is a lot more 2 to 3 day trips than single day trips. And then the second trend that's a little bit different these days with business travel is it's not all about visiting clients. Now a lot of companies are trying to get their employees together. So we're seeing a lot more offsites and fun destinations.
So that must mean that the kinds of flight routes that companies are, the airlines are offering, has to reflect that. Perhaps people are not flying into San Francisco anymore to the same extent because they can Zoom. Certainly we know that all these people who are in the Bay Area are working from home, so they're fine with doing the technology and meeting that way. But if companies are sponsoring their employees to go on an offsite, it might be to New Mexico as opposed to San Francisco.
That's right. So the last three kayak offsites, for example, have been in Dubai, in Mexico, and in Iceland.
I want to work at Kayak.
That sounds great. Let's talk, though. I mean, I'm still stuck on the macro since that's all we do at Bloomberg. And you do write in your notes that if you look at domestic flight searches, prices are up 52%. Internationally, prices up 29%. And obviously, the consumer is resilient. We're seeing that in all parts of the economy. But at what point, if you look at past inflationary periods, and to be fair, there haven't been a ton of them in the past two decades or so, but at what point do we start to see maybe a little bit of that demand destruction in the face of higher prices?
Well, look, I would hope demand softens a bit, because that will absolutely put a little bit more downward pressure on prices. But I think it's actually input costs that need to soften first. So fuel is a big cost center for the airlines. That's got to come down. Staffing costs has got to come down. And then the big airlines have ordered much more fuel efficient planes. So if United can get its hands on, 100 more Dreamliners from Boeing, that'll help a lot with their actual unit economics.
Is there going to be a quiet period, a lull in terms of travel coming up anytime soon? Or has our post-COVID travel habits changed all of that, changed what we're familiar with, where, maybe mid-January is a really quiet period, but that's no longer the case?
We haven't seen that in the numbers. So it used to be historically you see these peaks and valleys, but what the airlines would try to do is cut airfares to maintain occupancy on their planes, and hotels would do the same thing with their rates. But we're seeing no evidence of any price softness, which tells you that demand is still pretty strong throughout all these periods. And I think the pandemic gave consumers a lot of flexibility, particularly since you don't have to go into the office every day, as you mentioned, in San Francisco in particular. So that means that they're exercising the desire to fly in atypical time periods. And I think that's good for the industry, and that's actually good for consumers too.
And let's unpack some of this demand. Where are people actually looking to go, especially on an international level? Where are they trying to fly to?
It's the usual suspects, the big cities. So Paris, London, et cetera, in Europe. And then, as I mentioned, APAC is a big draw in terms of being trendy right now, because, your average American hasn't been to Australia in 3 years, right? Because you had to quarantine when you got there for an extended period of time at your cost. So for those folks who have connections in APAC and Japan or Thailand, et cetera, now's the time to go, and they're voting with their feet.
Steve, is there anything you're excited about when it comes to innovation in travel, something that you're looking ahead to that could really change how these companies are responding to this increased demand?
Absolutely. Look, at Kayak, we've been innovating this space for almost 20 years. So the thing that I'm really interested in these days is how can we make the security line and the check-in much more efficient than it is today? Because we simply don't have the staff and the human resources to handle the volume of consumers coming through airports right now and onto planes. So you would hope that identity facial recognition can make the whole process a lot more efficient. And I think that's coming. So if you've ever had the experience of boarding a Delta flight internationally, where they just scan your face when you board, it's pretty darn cool and also very, very efficient.
Also kind of scary.
That is scary. I don't want to think about that one too deeply, but Steve, 20 seconds. Are you traveling this holiday?
I am not. I actually live in Miami, and I'm up in Stanford for the cold weather for the next 3 weeks. And then, once the dust settles on January's in the rearview mirror, then I'll go down to St. Bart's.
All right, so I think you're the opposite of the snowbird if you're traveling from Florida to the snowy place. Really interesting to get some time with you. That is Steve Hafner. He is co-founder and CEO of Kayak. He joins us on Zoom from Stamford, Connecticut to break down the holiday travel trends. We have much more Bloomberg Business Week coming up. You're listening to Bloomberg Radio.
Your industry is unique. It faces its own challenges and risks that set it apart. That means choosing just any insurance company just won't cut it. At The Hartford, we take pride in knowing the ins and outs of your industry and help provide solutions that suit how you do business, from liability and property insurance to workers' comp and more. At The Hartford, we don't just talk about specialization, we live it. Learn how The Hartford can help your business at thehartford.com.
Attention campers, the new Camp Snoopy at Kings Island brings your family summer camp fun all season long. Head to Camp Snoopy with Charlie Brown and the whole Peanuts gang for fun and adventure. Race forwards and backwards on the new family boomerang coaster, Snoopy Soapbox Racers. Explore on your own with more space to roam at Beagle Scout Acres. And don't forget to grab a snack at Pigpen's Mess Hall. It's a new way to play with the Peanuts gang at Camp Snoopy. Now open, only at Kings Island, for the fun of it.